In South Africa, wildlife conservationists are teaching two orphaned cheetah cubs how to hunt before they release them into the wild. Robert Neufeld of Nelson is writing the music for a television documentary about those cubs. The film includes a parallel story about two other cubs whose parents are teaching them to hunt in the wild. Watching early scenes of the film, he says the cheetah cubs are already formidable in their hunting instincts, while they learn stealth, speed, and agility. "I'm like a young cheetah right now, trying to build the musical speed to stay with them," Neufeld says. "I'm looking for the right instruments and tools to match their pace." "Music for television is storytelling," Neufeld says. He asks the director what the story is for each scene, and writes music that will help tell it. He also asks the director what feelings he wants the film to evoke in the audience, and he writes the music around that. He also taps into his own feelings as he watches the footage. Neufeld has worked in this way on documentaries at the BBC, National Geographic, PBS, CBC, Netflix, and Hulu for 30 years. He has received 2 News and Documentary Emmy nominations for Outstanding Music and Sound, the first for a documentary about the Titanic and the second for National Geographic's Untamed Americas, co-composed with Nelson's Adam Shaikh. Almost all of the performances of his film music are created in his studio in Nelson, where he has lived since 1997 when he moved here directly from England, drawn by the Waldorf School for his children, and by the active arts community here. In London, he graduated from the Royal Academy of Music, studying clarinet, piano, and orchestral percussion. "I guess if I have a particular niche, it's that I'm classically trained, which many television and film composers in North America are not. They tend more to come from a jazz or rock background." "Can a composer with a piano, keyboard, synthesizer, and software create music that sounds like real musicians or a real orchestra?" "On the surface level, it can sound incredibly real. And if you're good with knobs and dials and expression pedals, you can make the thing sound very alive. That's obviously a big part of the job for many composers for television, is how alive and organic you can get the technology to sound." He says about 90% of his work is done this way, in his studio, although some high-budget films still use live musicians. Occasionally, he hires local musicians to perform parts of his compositions. Neufeld has occasionally visited Europe to conduct orchestras performing his music for films, but this is becoming rare. Recently, in his Nelson studio, he collaborated in real time with an orchestra in Prague, interacting with the conductor, the producer, an orchestrator, and the orchestra itself, to bring the music to its final form. Asked about his most memorable experience as a composer, Neufeld reaches back to his life in England when he conducted the London Philharmonic Orchestra playing one of his compositions. "Just that sonic experience of being with musicians who played together every day, and may have played together for 20 or 30 years, and whose instruments and styles and breath all work as one. It just makes your hair stand on end. It's sort of like driving a Ferrari after driving a Toyota, just an incredible sensation." Other career highlights, he says, are some of his smaller, quieter projects, such as the film Grasslands, scored for the Vancouver company Red River Films. Another high point is his music for Zuzana, Music is Life, a film about Zuzana Ružičková, a Czech harpsichordist who was 90 when the film was made about her life surviving 3 concentration camps and then becoming a world-famous musician. "I got to meet her when we'd completed the score. It was another small project, but it was very meaningful to me." His preference for deeper but less flashy films may reflect Neufeld's personal modesty. He speaks about his work concisely and quietly, with an air of ease and dignity, and without a hint of self-promotion. He said he was nervous about being interviewed or having his photo taken, but he warmed to it when he learned he would have a chance to talk about artificial intelligence. Robert Neufeld is a Nelson-based composer for film and television. Bill Metcalf, Nelson star. AI and music. In the short term, Neufeld thinks AI music tools are toys when it comes to composition. "It's shocking to see it make a convincing video clip or a catchy song, but it's taking much longer for it to get integrated into complex human workflows. This is why it's hard to track what will happen in the next few years. He said AI is not at the stage yet where he could ask it for ways to improve or alter his musical work, at least not with the detail or nuance he would demand. Neufeld can't even use AI as a time saver for routine tasks, although he can ask it to remix a recording to his specifications. But changes will come fast. He says within 1 to 3 years AI could become part of his arranging, but not composing, workflow, and he is looking forward to this. He says there is a lot of fear of AI out there, but he has faith that human qualities will not be eclipsed, because humans won't allow or choose it. Human societies will hang together and integrate it somehow. Human warmth and connection are not about to get obliterated by technology. Those qualities are at the heart of artistic, creative disciplines, and I don't think they are in danger. And in the future, when no one can tell the difference between music that is human-created and created by AI, it'll become more like a living being, and at that point, we may have musical pieces created by AI that are unlike anything anybody has thought of before, and that may be quite remarkable. I'm quite excited to see that as well. An AI photo challenge. In 2023, Neufeld photographed a mountain landscape and posted it on Facebook beside a similar photo created by an artificial intelligence prompt. He asked readers to guess which one was produced by the AI software Midjourney and which one by Neufeld's Nikon D810. The two photographs weren't of the same scene, he explains. Both were mountain landscapes, but not versions of the same photo. Many of those who took up the challenge were familiar with his international-level work as a landscape photographer. In 2017, Neufeld won Nature Photographer of the Year in the International Photography Awards for his photo Cusp of Winter. About 80 to 100 people responded to his AI quiz, he says, and about half of them got it right. Most of the responders, no matter how they voted, had tremendous confidence that they were right. That confidence, Neufeld thinks, comes partly from a bias that anything unnatural is bad, and anything technological is inferior to the natural. Calling himself an optimist and a bit of a futurist, Neufeld says he thinks all technology has positive and negative potential. He is curious and mostly positive about AI. If people of good intent won't use AI, only people with bad intent will use it. So using it with benign intent is very important, in my view. Otherwise, it'll just turn out to be used for war or exploitation. He describes AI as, by far the most radical thing that's come along in my lifetime. At the same time, he thinks AI won't obliterate the art and science of photography, as is often predicted. People love to photograph. There are more photographs taken by humans today than at any point in history. Robert Neufeld's award-winning photo Cusp of Winter. Robert Neufeld. He said AI imagery will partially take over advertising and marketing, but the act of photographing doesn't look in any kind of danger to me. I think humans are really interested in humans, and that will put somewhat of a limitation on purely AI-produced material. Neufeld learned photography by hanging out with the veteran Nelson photographer Fred Rosenberg, who for 50 years has photographed only people, never landscapes, and only on black and white film, not digital. Rosenberg helped him translate his musical knowledge into the visual realm, Neufeld says. Whether photographing landscapes or people on the street, the framing of the shot is the essence of photography. The two photographers also share a slow and contemplative approach to photography, waiting patiently for the right moment, pressing the shutter very seldom. Neufeld says he does not like the language of taking a photo or capturing an image. I always felt that a photograph is something to receive with gratitude. He said sometimes in a forest with his camera he will bow to the waterfall, to the tree, to the clouds and the mountains, to whatever it was I was photographing. That felt necessary and real to me.